If it seems like you're making too many rules, look for common threads. Is it possible to condense them all into one simple rule? If you really look, you will see a common issue lurking below the surface. Recently, a client could not get to less than 18 rules. Wow. As I sat with the management team and reviewed them, there was a common but unstated issue. It seemed that all the rules that the teams had collaborated on alluded to the fact that they felt afraid to speak the truth in front of one another for fear of retribution later. Aha! We then scrapped the list and started over. A rule about being willing to listen to another person's opinions and point of view all the way through without interruption, and an agreement to never engage in comebacks, cut the list dramatically. You have to get to the truth. A while back, the Rich Dad Advisors team sat down to create a code. We spent a lot of time revising, making rules, revising them again. We went back and forth over don't do this, don't do that, this is okay, but only when, and so on. All of a sudden, someone pointed out that we had way too many rules. It turned out that we were able to condense all these rules into one. You know what it was? Don't mess with the brand. It answered all of our concerns, and it kept the process and the code from becoming burdensome. Don't fine-tune your code to add rules. Fine-tune for clarity. Number 10, if someone breaches the code, call it. It's that simple. How? You pull him or her aside and say, "You broke the code." It sounds easy, but in the beginning, it's not always as easy as it sounds. That's why in most places it doesn't happen. People don't like to be told they've screwed up. But calling it is vital to the strength of the team. If a rule is broken and no one calls attention to it, no one takes the code or the team seriously. Soon, you'll have an even worse environment because not only are there no standards to follow, but there's resentment that no one held up their end of the bargain.